Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to our special, gigantic, Amazing Avenue Audio playoff preview. Amazing Avenue Audio is the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week, among a host of others, is Greg Karam. Greg, with a 1-0 win on Sunday afternoon, recording this Sunday night, this part of it at least, the Mets achieved their 90th win, just as Sandy Alderson predicted 2 years ago, or thereabouts. Regardless, how should Sandy celebrate the Mets getting over that arbitrary threshold that his ownership group totally didn't leak to the press to protect themselves?
I think he should just take a bath in champagne. Mm. Just pour it all everywhere.
Like maybe bathe Buddy in champagne?
Yeah. Bring the dog, you know, have fun. Just go nuts, because you know this is what you do it for. I mean, you do it to win the World Series, but it's going to be tough to criticize him now after they've made the playoffs, and the last couple of years are just, you know, part of the past.
I see Sandy as like not much of a champagne guy, but as a guy that has really strong opinions about California red wines.
I could see that.
That's more my take on him, I think.
I feel like we had a similar question about this a while ago, and like
I don't have a ton of new material for these.
No, I feel like we kind of settled that like he seems like a guy who likes a nice port or something like that. So
like a cognac, something like that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Just like sitting on a porch in a rocking chair with like his dog by his side.
Nice, like Remy Martin XO or something. So I think that he should just, you know, take his dog for a walk, as he does. And when the dog does its business, he can just pick up the dog's leavings with the newspaper of choice. Whichever member of the, whatever New York City columnist he feels is most deserving of the responsibility.
The problem is Ruben is not in print anymore.
Yeah, I'm always curious how they actually get along. I guess I could ask Adam next week. I'm sure he'll definitely want to talk to me.
Well, at least it won't say Amazing Avenue on your press pass.
It's true. The one thing he shouldn't do is show up with a glass of red wine with ice in it like Terry Collins did to the press conference after the game.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, come on, man, really? Like, I joked about it because that's like what my mom does when we go out to eat. Like, we finally gotten her out of the habit of like sneaking ice cubes out of our water glasses into her like Malbec or whatever.
Hey, whatever makes you happy. But that surprises me about Terry. He seems like, he strikes me as like a straight whiskey kind of guy.
Terry, nah, I don't know. I think he's more of like a beer and a shot man myself. Beer and a shot.
I can see that.
This will not be the last appearance by a family member on this show, Greg.
No.
Because in episode 142 of Amazing Avenue Audio, I have my father on to help us preview the Mets-Dodgers series that's coming up. Also to help preview us the Mets-Dodgers series, Mike Farron of SiriusXM, David Roth of Vice Sports, and Mike Borkanoff of the New Jersey Star Ledger.
It's a lot of guests.
It's a lot of guests. It's going to be a long show. But as is appropriate in episode 142, we have discovered the meaning of the universe, and it is an actual Mets playoff series, Greg, so let's talk about it.
Yes.
Before the Mets won 1-0 this afternoon, they had lost 5 straight and not scored a lot of runs in their losses. They didn't score a lot of runs in their wins. They scored a run in their win, which you know what that means on Mets Twitter, Greg.
Panic.
Panic City is back. How concerned should Mets fans be that their team that had already clinched a playoff spot and a division title acted for the last week of the season like a team that had already clinched a playoff spot?
I'd say I the way I handled this last week is I watched very little baseball.
And I did too. Like I didn't watch much of the games.
That's what everyone else should have done, because
like, it's like, do you watch spring training games?
Yeah, come on.
Like I watched the game today because the last game's always fun with Gary and Keith. And Keith really, Keith was in rare form today.
He was. I watched the first 5 innings. Yeah. He was good. But, I mean, come on. Look, what do you want? You want these guys to be hurt. You know, last time I watched the game, I saw Cespedes. I was in mid-conversation with my wife when Cespedes got hit on the hand, and like we just both complete silence, just staring at the screen like, oh no, like scared the shit out of my dog because I like had a deep inhale. Like, we don't need that kind of stuff. So, you know, these guys, they took it easy. You know, let's go into the playoffs healthy. That's the most important thing. And that the pitchers are healthy, which is a very important thing. So I'm very happy with where the team is. I'm not concerned at all.
I will say that when that happened, I got at least probably three texts and DMs. I think it was to Optical Market. It was multiple texts and DMs from people. All those just like whelp in all capital letters.
Well, that's exactly how I felt in that moment. Especially his reaction was so, you know, so painful, and it hit him on such a fragile part that.
Well, I imagine it did hurt, Greg.
I know, but it seemed like something. I don't know. I never broke a bone, so I imagine that's how I would have reacted if I broke a bone. Or got hit by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
You know? I don't even think it was that fast.
Yeah,
I don't think it was Justin DeFreitas.
Yeah, but 89 probably would shatter
89 is probably a safe bet.
Yeah, probably break my ulna.
But the regular season is over, and we will move on to the playoffs. For reals. Now, we will do like our full like season wrap-up once the Mets season is officially over. But I do want to sort of take a brief look back the regular season. Give me your five favorite Mets from this season. Could be any reasoning. They don't have to even be good players.
Okay, well, I mean, then get David Wright out of the way, just because David Wright's always my favorite player, and him coming back and hitting that home run first game back was just, it was amazing. I mean, it was probably one of my favorite moments of the season. But in addition to Wright, I love Juan Uribe.
Everyone, apparently. You probably... Just on beat writers alone, you wouldn't make the top 10 like Juan Uribe fans in New York right now.
That's true, but I love him. Who else do I like? I love Murphy. I really do. He had like one of his better...
We know you do, Greg.
You know what? I came around on him this season, and he had one of his better years. You know, he slugged like 450 this year, which
440
is...
440-something, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had a good Murph. And so I like that. I mean, everyone loves Wilmer Flores at this point.
It's true.
I mean, I don't know how you cannot love Wilmer Flores at this point, but I also love Travis d'Arnaud just because, I mean, he's good. And he came back. He was finally showed, you know, a string of healthy at bats, showed you what he could do. He continued that success from, I think it was late the second half of last year, and let you know that he's a legit, you know, stud back there.
As long as you don't count September.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know, come on. We're going big samples here. Big samples.
Big samples, yeah.
I don't know. I guess those are my favorite. I guess I went all position players there.
You did.
Because I love all the pitchers, and it's just
I'll fill in some pitchers. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Jair's Familia for me.
Yeah.
And we all know I've said some things on the podcast, like even in our preseason bullpen preview, where I wasn't entirely sure how well Familia would do with another full season based on how he outpitched his peripherals last year. But then he added the split.
Yeah.
Like, you're worried about lefties? Yeah, he added the split.
Yeah. He was good even before that, but like he was starting to go maybe a little south, added the split, and it was just like... Lights out.
Does he at least have one spot in the bullpen in the playoffs that I'm mildly confident in? Because there won't be many others, as we'll get into.